Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, where it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
Give the Lord a praise. Say, God is great and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to let your spirit speak through me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because I know that you're real. Today's broadcast is to be like Jesus. You know, when he was here and on planet Earth, the things that he did was examples for us to live by. A little over 2,000 years ago, the Son of God walked on this earth in the form of man. Jesus made himself a living example to all of us on how to live for God. He taught us how to handle rejection, how to overcome disappointment, how to help those in need, and how to truly live for our Father in heaven. His message was simple: love. Whatever he did and whatever he said, it all came back to love. Jesus said to love me with everything that you have, everything that you do, your entire mind, all your soul, your heart, all of your body. He was saying, do these things this way. The way the Holy Bible is our book of life. And anything and everything that you need to know in every situation can be found in those pages. We are to be Jesus-minded, to have the mind of Christ. So what would Jesus do is what we should do. So thank you for joining us today and find out how you can be like Christ. Amen. What a wonderful name, Jesus Christ. We know that when we say that, we have that protection. It comes on us. If we're having that fear, that moment of fear, we can simply speak that name. That's how powerful just his name is. It's that faith behind it. Knowing when you say Jesus, you know that he is God. You know that he's the one that you turn to for your strength. Jesus Christ, he's a father to the fatherless. Nobody cares more about you in this life than our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. He would like nothing more than to spend all of eternity with you in this glorious paradise. A new life to all who suffer. All of them broken, to everyone that sinned. His promise is real, and you can have it. Just simply ask him into your life. Then prepare yourself for the love that you've been missing. Accept Jesus today. Changes your life. Let us pray before we get started. Jesus, I pray right now, Lord, for everyone listening, that you touch their hearts, Lord. You know what's going on in their lives. Lord, I ask that you intervene, Lord. If they're needing healing in their body, Lord, I ask that you reach into their body with your Holy Spirit, with your healing hands. Lord, that you heal them from the inside out. Right now, that your presence is upon them, Lord. That everyone is seeking something from you, Lord, that they receive it from you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, the main thing about Jesus is love. Is his love. And thou shalt bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me not. So the Lord's saying that you can do all these things for the Lord, but if you don't have charity in your heart to do for others, then you're having no profit of it. You can keep them cussing, you can keep them trying not to sin, but if you're not somehow helping others, whether it's just to pray for others, that you know people that are in your life in one way or another, and you have the opportunity to pray for them, to show that love of Jesus, to speak for him. Jesus, that charity suffereth long and is kind and not puffed up. When we do for others, we don't brag about it and try to keep from telling other people the good thing that you've done for the Lord, because knowing that what you do in secret, that he rewards you openly. But what are the things of Jesus? Jesus is love, and that's his foundation. When you stand on the rock of Jesus, you stand on the rock of love, that foundation of love. Everything built up from that will prosper if you have the love of Jesus that you started off with. Jesus is goodness. He's faithfulness. Faithful. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We know that when we come to our Lord and we pray, we hope for his prayer to be answered. And the evidence of the things that we don't see, but our faith says that he will do it. When you pray and know that he's going to do it, say, Lord, I know it's going to, might not be as soon as I want it to be, but it's going to be on your time, but I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to meet my needs. I know you're going to be there for me. Jesus was gentle, so loving and gentle. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, acknowledging of the truth. So we'd be gentle in our lives. Gentle, kindness hands. When we see that others may get strive us and get us to provoke to anger, we have to turn our to think of the Lord and say, what would Jesus do? It's so important to say that. It's so important to live that way. Live as Jesus would, to be gentle to others, to have that self-control. Jesus to abstain from all appearances of evil. Jesus had that self-control, and that's what we need in our life. And that's not always easy to have. And if you find that you're struggling with that, and even I go through times where I'm struggling with that self-control, but I know that that's when I've not been in the Word, when I've not been talking to the Lord enough. In order to get that self-control back, I've got to get back in that Bible. I've got to open it up and I've got to read His Word. It's so important. Even if you can say that you've read the whole Bible and you know it all, no one knows everything about the Bible. There's always something new to learn. There's always a new way that the Lord is trying to speak to you. And a lot of times He does it through His blessed Word. Abstain from all evil and having that self-control. And Jesus is forgiving. These things, the way he lived on this earth, is how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be forgiving. Forgiving those that have done us wrong. They may have stolen from you. They may have hurt you in some way. But you're to forgive them. Jesus says that he'll take care of them. That for us not to get even, us not to do anything about it, the vengeance is mine. And boy, does he do that. I know when someone's done me so much wrong, and I've wanted this spit, you know, the human side of me wanted to get even with him. But the Lord stops me at that. I'm human. We're all human. And we have those thoughts. But I say, I turn it over to you, Lord. And I'm forgiving. I forgive that person of what they've done. One of my best friends wronged me in just a horrible way. And as soon as he left in anger. And instantly, when he's out of my sight, I forgave him. I might not have liked what he did, and I might have lost respect, but I forgave him right away. Because I know sometimes people act out of their spirit. They do things that they regret. And so we're to have that forgiving spirit. Why? Because that way Jesus will forgive us, because we're not perfect. When we sin, we need the Lord's forgiveness. We have to show that toward others. The Lord was humble. He had that humility. Humble. He didn't hold himself up. You know, when the crowds were gathering around Jesus and they began chanting his name, and Jesus, 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 as if they're, you know, building him up to be some king, he fled from them. He didn't want to be that way. He didn't want to be to be held up as this king in that sort of way. He was a humble way. Jesus was humble, had the humility. So he didn't want crowds gathering and doing things in anger and others talking about the Lord, and so they're striking back at him, at those people. But he was humble, and to have that humility. and he was fair. He's always fair. And to be fairness, to be like Jesus is to be have that fairness about you. Fair toward one another. If it's in business dealings, don't try and get the upper hand. But be fair, knowing that you can lay your head on the pillow that night, knowing that you're good, your conscience is clean, that you've done the right thing. And that courage. Jesus had courage. We're to have that courage to stand up. And I'm not going to take this. Stand up because I have the strength of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4 to be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Not be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that doeth that go with thee. And he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Your strength is in the Lord. You have that courage because you know Jesus is going to handle it. You know he's going to take care of it. And that friendship, what a friend Jesus is. You heard that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What it would be to be back, to live back in those times. And we're going to have that experience to meet Jesus face to face, and we're going to know that friendship that he has. But it's so important that we value friendship. Friendly toward one another. Seeking new friends when you see good people. The Bible says to surround yourself with good people. And those good qualities of them rub off on you and yours on them. And that's how we encourage each other. Honest and truthfulness. Jesus was honest. He never lied. He stood on the truth. To always be honest. Sometimes maybe we want to spare someone's feelings. It's best just not to say anything at all than to lie. We have to be truthful and honest and dependable. Jesus is dependable. I know that I can call on him and he's there. We're to be dependable. Say what you're going to do and do what you're going to say. In Colossians 1:10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And gratitude to being thankful of the good things that you have, thankful in times of suffering, because the Lord's going to make you strong through it. And that's a tough one to do, but having that mind of Jesus, knowing of our eternal fate, this entire life, everything that we're doing and living right here on this earth and going through and struggling on earth has its reward and reward in heaven. You know, those that have passed before us, those loved ones that we miss, we're going to have that opportunity to see them again in a glorious way. They'll be more happy than ever before, than you ever imagined them being. The Bible says that we're made perfect in heaven, that there's no old, nobody overweight, nobody grossly underweight, no one hideous, all of us made perfect. Perfect in the Lord. And when we see our loved ones, they're going to be so excited to see us. You're going to see the love and feel the love out of them. It's just going to be better than we could ever imagine. And contentment. The Lord says to be content. He's content. Content with what you have. Think of if you're thinking about maybe things that you're suffering from, how many people would be glad to trade places with you? Maybe that were incarcerated. They would love to be free, even if it was to be sick and in need of healing. Be content where the Lord has put you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at this last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were all careful, but you lacked the opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, and whatever I state, there I am therewith to be content. So wherever the Lord has got you, I have to do that. We all have to do that. You know, we think of things that we need, but just know that the Lord has got you where he has you for a reason. And no matter your suffering or what you're going through, heaven everlasting is our reward. Everything is made right there. To be generous, pure in holiness, to be confident. You know, the Lord had that confidence because he knew the Father. And he wants us to be confident, knowing that we know him, he knows us. It's that anointing when He touches us. To be strong and be confident. Be encouragement. Encourage others. Even the pastors, people that you see living, that you think are living, that and there's nothing wrong with them, and they're not suffering anything, everyone needs encouragement. I used to tell my pastor, the church I used to go to, I'd say, be encouraged. And it'd pick him up, and sometimes I'd call him out of the blue and tell him that. And he told me one time that, you have no idea that maybe what I was going through at that time, and just hearing that gave me that strength. Reminded me of where I'm at and who I am, where I'm going. We all need that to encourage others. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee I do trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for when I lift up my soul unto thee. That's in Psalms 143. Psalms is a wonderful book. If you ever want to get into Psalms, it's all so good. But if you read 119, it's pretty long. There's a lot to it. And it's just so wonderful, so fruitful. So much that you can get out of it. It'll pick you up. One of my favorite verses comes out of that, that the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet. That when we're in this darkness, we know that that Lord, that word lightens up our path. Reminds us of where we're at and who loves us. And be availability. Jesus was available. Be available to those in need. Attentiveness. And have that wisdom. Wisdom is in the word. The more you read the word, the wiser you get. You can read books of the world and get the knowledge, but knowledge will just perish away. It's that wisdom that's everlasting. The understanding of God's, of His judgment. The understanding, discerning between good and evil. That wisdom. And be compassionate. You know how compassionate Jesus was? You know when He healed the lepers? These are people that no one would go near, fearing that they would get leprosy. No one would dare touch them. But Jesus did. He touched them, and He made them whole and made them clean. And He healed them. He had that compassion. He seen their suffering. Those with leprosy are in pain all the time. It's a horrible thing to have. But Jesus had that compassion. When we see those people that are poor, and maybe those kids on TV, and you'll see just living in despair, and some of them living, eating out of trash, and that's terrible. They have our hearts on there. Sometimes we can give to that, have that compassion to give to others. That compassion is putting ourselves in someone else's place. We see someone that's homeless. Always speaks out to me, people that are homeless, that are really in need, that have nowhere to turn. I have that compassion for them. What can I do for them? And a lot of times it's just speaking to them, letting them know that they do matter. Having that enthusiasm. Enthusiasm to do the work of the Lord. Today is the day the Lord has made, and I'll be glad and rejoice in it. Today I'm going to do something for the Lord. Be enthused about it. That initiative and diligence, thoughtfulness. These are all things of the Lord. Efficient. He was efficient to waste time. He took care of business. And we can do things of casual, but even then, we see things an opportunity to pray for others. Lord, that must be always on your mind. Optimistic, knowing that there is a way. The Lord's going to make a way. In reverence. Lord was reverent. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. I know someone that's a reverend, and when people hear this, that he's a pastor, they're surprised because of his actions don't seem nothing like that. You know, someone can know the word and not have that reverence. I know that I talked to a doctor of theology not long ago, and I seen the judgment in his face, and just talking to him, I didn't see that reverence and that love. I seen that I'm better than you, I know more than you do about the Bible, so you should, you know, look up to me. And he kind of had that about himself. Someone that's given their life to learn about the word, But what he didn't have is he didn't have that reverence, that love. Time and time again, I used to be exterminated, and I would treat churches. And I would go through the entire church. And at the end, I would see the pastor before I left. And many, many times I was disappointed because I didn't see that love in them. I wasn't there at their church at that time. They wasn't around their congregation. And they didn't show me. They showed me their true self. And your true self should always be love. Should always be reverent. Ready to serve others. What can you do for someone else? Especially when you're in that position. But when you know the Lord, you have to be that way. All of us. Reverence of mind. Quick to help somebody else. Appreciate the things that the Lord has done for you. You can do for others. That heartfelt thanks. And avoiding anger. Now, we've seen Jesus get angry when it mattered, when they were defying the church. And we've seen him get angry there. But wherefore, in James 1:19, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. A lot of times we get angry because we don't think. We act quickly. We don't give it that breath. Someone says, take a deep breath. Slow to wrath. How do we regret when we fly off at the handle and we show our anger toward others? Lord, it says to avoid anger. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Slow to anger. Doers of the word. Be a good example to others. We know that Jesus is a good example. He's our reason. He shows us how to live. That's why he was here. He was here for several reasons. One of them is to show us how to live. This is how you should do it. We know that he was here to be our sacrifice. Before Jesus, they had the sacrifice. You brought your lambs and chickens and things that mattered to you, that were money to you, that you needed. But you brought it and you slaughtered it for the Lord, before him. And but he says, I'm that. I did that for you. Childlike. We hear that to be childlike. Faith is the wonder and all of what Christ did for us. To be like children. That's not to act childish. But you see the love in the child. How children don't judge others. That other kids can be different. And they're playing with them. And they're not looking down on them. But they're looking for the good in them. Commitment. Be committed to the Lord. Talk to others about him. Communicating. It's wonderful to live for Jesus. Lord, how can I live for you today? What an example he did for us. He provided for us. Willing to bend personal freedom for respect of others. And devotion. You know, we need to have that daily devotion. We're returning to the Lord. We're reading his word. He did that. Jesus did. He would go off from everyone and pray to the Father in heaven. He had that time alone. I have my altar that I go to. That any other time during the day, I walk past this spot in my house, and it's just any other spot. But when it's time to go to the altar, I put my hands up, and I pray, and I say, Lord, I'm coming to meet you at the altar. I know that I can talk to you anywhere, but this is our meeting place. And I'll take off my shoes and socks, and that ground's holy. And when I go there, I feel the presence of the Lord. I do this before I do my broadcast. I do this at night. I get the Spirit of the Lord in me. Get that closeness with the Lord. It's so easy to get caught up in everything going on in the world and to forget about where we're at. But when you get with the Lord, you humble yourself. Kneel before the Lord. Bow before him. Let him know that he's God. That he's in control. That when you were saved, that the old you died away. And the new you was born in him. To be reborn. Reborn a new person. That chance, that opportunity to be an entirely new person. Loving. Like Jesus. Have that discipline. Discipline. Lord, have that discipline. When the devil tried to tempt him and the Lord was fasting, he didn't turn to and he put food before him. Jesus wasn't about that. He had that discipline. He had his mind made up. And that's how we have to be. to not swear or slander. The Bible says in James 1:26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. And it's not always so easy to do that. Sometimes something will just come out, but to feel that conviction. If I sin, I feel a conviction of it. I feel the pain that I've caused from sinning because I know it separates me from the Lord. And I'm quick to ask for forgiveness. He says, how many times will I forgive you? 70 times 70. Means he'll keep on forgiving you. So long as you keep trying to do for him, striving to be a better person. We all have our points of that, things that we need to work on. But the godly, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So no matter what you're going through in life, seek God first. Seek his righteousness first. Think about heaven. Be heavenly minded, goodless and harmless. Be hospitable. Integrity. Integrity is the obedience to a moral code of values, to have honor and truth and reliability, to be someone of integrity. And Jesus was that. And loyalty, being loyal to the Lord. Meekness isn't about being weak, but it's a strength under control, which yields personal rights and expectations to God. Said the meek shall inherit the earth. That strength under control. That's that loving. And a big one to Jesus. Jesus is merciful. And we have to do that. Those that don't deserve mercy, we have to show them mercy. Why? Because we don't deserve it. And we want the Lord to show us mercy. And mercy covers a lot when you're standing before the Lord and he sees that you are that way. Be patient. You know, when you stand in line at the store or someone's in front of you or you can't wait, the Lord says to be patient. He was patient and waiting. That's knowing that he has the answers. Knowing that he's got you covered. Knowing that his blood is covering you. Respectful. Submissive. These things the Lord is that we need to be. Selfless. Sensitive. Sensitive to others' ways, their hurt, their feelings. Careful what you say to them. Listen to them when they're talking about what's going on in their life. See how that you can help them. Listening to the Lord, what you can do for them. Be sincere. All these things. Listen, everything is love. If you have that love that's overwhelming, all these things are covered in that. Jesus is love. He stands on the rock of love. When you stand on the rock of Jesus, you have love in your heart for others. And you see it, and others know that. When they see that you're a loving person, they're going to come to you and talk to you. And maybe they need that, what you have. And they're going to approach you about, why are you so loving? And that's your opportunity to tell them about the Lord. To be like Jesus. I say to be heavenly minded, knowing that heaven's going to be ours someday. And our actions have to think about every idle word is going to be thrown back at us. Every idle word is going to be gone over before the Lord. Every moment in your life. And we have a lot to regret. But we can start from now. Think in heavenly minded. Think like Jesus. To be understanding. Have that love of the Lord. I encourage you to read your Bible. To pray to Jesus. Knowing that he's real. Knowing he's there to change your life. He's there to help you. I want to pray with you right now. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that everyone here, Lord, listening, finds a way, Lord, in their heart to show that love, to be like you, to have you on their mind, Lord, to live their life for you wholly. In Jesus' name, Lord, that you'll reward them for that, that you'll cover them, you'll protect them, Lord. Show the love of Jesus today. Jesus' name. Be like Jesus. Love others. Don't judge them. He's the judge. But love others. Be like Jesus in Jesus' name. Just thank you, everybody, for listening today. Morning. encourage everyone to shout up from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.